This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, the place you come for facts, not fear. Ladies and gentlemen, as it relates to coronavirus 19, I'm going to call this the China virus too, by the way. That's where it came from. This is our president from Wuhan. Our president last night said this coronavirus is our enemy. Can we fight this together? No, Nancy Pelosi isn't about to fight anything that might help Donald Trump. Either Chuck Schumer, you know, this 24/7 hate fest on MSNBC and CNN, they got one thing in mind. Same thing in the New York Times, same thing in the Washington Post. One thing in mind. How do we use this to hurt him? Now, I don't think it works. Do you? I just don't think that's a strategy. I think it's actually disgusting that you'd use a health scare to try and gain political points. Disgusting. But I'm not surprised one bit. And I'm not at all holding my breath for it to change. Market's down 1,895 points. At one point today, it was down enough for another pause in trading. So we're keeping tabs on all of that for you today on the program. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments. I love our audience. It's not pandering. That's the truth. Because no matter what question I ask, especially at a time of concern or, you know, peril out there for somebody or something, you have a way of putting this all in perspective. And that is what has been missing from this. The China virus could do a whole laundry list of very bad things. Or it could be like other pandemics where it's grave concern at the beginning that ultimately peters out. This one has been worse than ever before. And I happen to believe the media hasn't been any less biased before than they are now. But I think what's new is a president that is hated. Hated by the establishment, by the swamp, by the deep state, by the media. Hated. So reason and common sense go out the window. That's what we've seen in so much media coverage of this president long before anybody heard of coronavirus. This has been going on. This has been going on since even before he was even president. That's the difference this time. And I think they have stoked fears. They have stirred hysteria to get to a different goal. It's not to say, hey, people, go and buy toilet paper. Go, 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 go. And in my heart of hearts, I am feeling a great deal of, I don't want to say I feel sorry for them, but I'd love to have a conversation with people that are making a run on toilet paper and just saying, can we just have a little talk here? What led you to that? Why are you doing that? What facts that are out there on the CDC website, on the governor's website, Department of Health in North Dakota, what leads you to do that? You live in North Dakota and you're clearing out toilet paper shelves. Why? Well, I'm afraid. I think this could happen. That could happen.
I want to know why people are calling the Corona beer people.
I think it's,
I don't even like that beer, but I feel like I should stock up on it. I feel sorry for those guys.
I've had one or two with a lime, you know. Unfortunate name for them in this whole thing. That's for sure.
Well, that's just it. It's like, people, it's not a virus that's caused by the beer. Stop it.
Can I give you an example of some of the crazy logic that's happening right now? Last night, the NCAA said, no fans. We're banning fans. We're banning fans. Okay,
Oh, let me think. There's more now.
What do you think? What's going to happen? So, in other words, okay, a big crowd in an arena is a bad thing. So let's tell them they can't come into the game. Where are they going to go? Listen to Dr. Tim Mahoney. I was in the mayor of Fargo when we talked about this last night. Have you got this up from me in here?
Yeah. Okay,
listen to Dr. Tim.
What are you going to do if you don't go to the playoffs? You'll go to a bar with a bunch of people. You actually probably have closer contact in the bar than when you would have the game. So it seems a little bit overreaction, tighter quarters. So, you know, in a big arena, that's a huge area. And you can wash your hands, you can do stuff, and I doubt that you're going to have some guy sneezing on your back if you're at the game. They'll stay away. I mean, people are smart enough to know what they're supposed to do.
So I think there's going to be a lot of fans that are going to go to a bar. You're in closer proximity.
Absolutely. You
know,
I am.
Yeah, and you have a lot better chance now of getting it versus the majority of people are going to stay away, or maybe somebody has it, doesn't know it, they go to the game. Well, they're in a seated, 18,000 people in an arena.
Dude, I'm more worried about getting frickin' the flu than I am coronavirus. I was cleaning raw chicken last night. I'm more worried about getting salmonella than I am coronavirus. Come on.
Dr. Paul Carson advises the Department of Health in North Dakota. He's a doctor at NDSU and Sanford Health. Here's what he said last night about the experts.
I'll tell you, ask five experts on this, and you're going to get five different opinions and kind of wide range of figures.
So there's another problem.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you can find somebody that's going to give you some horrible scenario, but five experts, five different opinions. What do you do in that case? Common sense. Common sense. And he also said context. Very important that we put the numbers related to the China virus in context. Listen.
Putting it in context of with influenza, on average, influenza will kill about 1 out of 1,000 people every year in the United States. What we've seen from a variety of different reports on the coronavirus is that mortality rate ranges from somewhere between 0.6 to about 3.4%.
All right. So, worst-case scenario, 4 out of 1,000. In other words, do I really need to fear this any more than I fear the flu? And he actually said, this is really interesting, I wonder if I have that here. He said it is, he talked about the attack rate. Listen to this.
So, to put it in perspective, there's really, I think, two kind of numbers that we try and look at to understand what the impact's going to be. One is the what we call the attack rate. How many people are going to get infected or ultimately be infected?
And then two, what happens once they get it? I don't have the rest of that clip there, but what he's saying in that is, again, this is an expert, ladies and gentlemen. This is an expert. He's putting that in perspective. If you get the flu, 1 out of 1,000 are going to die. You get coronavirus, high-end number, 4 out of 1,000 are going to die. So when I think of that, do I now need to go buy toilet paper? Do I need to worry about being quarantined? No, just be smart. And, I asked him, people in North Dakota, we now have one case. We had none last night when we had this conversation, but what should we know? What's the impact on North Dakota?
I think, honestly, within a couple of weeks, this is going to be in every state, and we're going to be seeing local transmission everywhere. So we need to move. There's sort of two public health strategies when you try and deal with this. The first is called containment, where you really try and hunker down and keep it in that place where it started. That was all the travel bans, the level 3, level 4 travel alerts, sealing in Wuhan. We're past that now, and you move then when you go beyond the ability to contain it in one place to what we call mitigation strategies, which is trying to decrease the impact, decrease the overall numbers, protect the most vulnerable. And these things overlap, these strategies overlap, but they differ somewhat. So I think in the near future, things like travel bans and travel alerts are going to become less important, and things that encourage social distancing, decreasing the number of events where you have large people congregating together, Still probably using isolation and quarantine like we're doing. Those are going to become more important. And the whole idea there is to get your ultimate mitigation strategy is to buy enough time till you get effective drugs and vaccines to really contend with this deliberately.
You know, I just listen to that and say, I wouldn't panic. I wouldn't be in fear from any of that. Those are good, solid plans to mitigate this. Frank at Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Scott, good morning. You know, I think you're right. This is a lot of media hype, and I'll tell you a little story I think that will clear it up maybe. About a year into the Trump presidency, we all saw how they tried everything they could to get rid of this president. And at that time, I realized that he was very much dependent on the stock market. He would brag on the stock market, and his presidency hinged to a great degree on the success of the stock market. So I made the prediction that within a year of the next presidential election...
Hang on one sec. Hang on one sec here, Frank. We're going to finish this on the other side of the break. Don't go away. Hold that thought. Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Pipers Auctioneers, inviting you to these upcoming Pipers equipment auctions. On March 21st and 26th, Pipers will offer a Claus 750 Combine and Headers, Cat Challenger Tractors, Precision 2020 John Deere 1770 Planter, Livestock Equipment, and an entire fleet of meticulously maintained Case IH Combines, Floater, Patriot Sprayer, Quad Tracks, and Utility Tractors in Richardton and New England, North Dakota. View all inventories and details of all Pipers land and equipment auctions at Pipers.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I was told there'd be no math, but there's always some math, and a couple of listeners have pointed out 40 is out of 100. So if we're going to do the same math to say, okay, you get the flu and 1 out of 1,000 is the concern, well, then if it's 3.4%, it'd be 30 point, whatever. You follow me? I'm just rounding up to 40. Yeah. But it'd be 40 out of 1,000, 4 out of 100. So we got to do a consistent math there, if that makes sense. So the point is, your chance of dying from the flu is lower than it is coronavirus, but put it in perspective, it's still not that much more. It's not like you get the China virus and you die. It's not like that. We talked to Michael Lindell from MyPillow earlier today, and he announced a heck of a deal. If you go to MyPillow.com today, go to the Radio Listener Specials, you'll find his book. Incredible, incredible contribution to adversity and how to pull yourself up from it. His book, What Are the Odds? What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. That book is today. If you order that book, you get a free $25 MyPillow gift card with it. So you buy the book, gift card from MyPillow, free, and free shipping on everything you order. Today and today only. Specialty of Mike are kicking off the book in a new ad running across the country. We're getting it rolling right here on What's on Your Mind. So Mike will be watching those numbers. He'll be saying, how's North Dakota doing? How's Minnesota doing? How's South Dakota doing? Promo code Scott. So today's the day to call. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, back to Frank and his story here a little bit about noticing presidential candidate Donald Trump and his constant reference to the stock market and knowing that would be an important part of, his benchmark of success as president. Go ahead and pick it up from there, Frank.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I came to the realization a year into his presidency that he depended heavily on how well the stock market was doing. So it just made sense to me that the powers that be, the globalists or whoever it is behind all this stuff, would try to do something with the stock market, because everything else they tried to do to Trump didn't work. So I made a prediction that in the year leading up to the next presidential election, something would happen to the stock market. Now, I never thought it would be a virus, but, you know, never let a crisis go to waste, as Democrats always say. So I think a lot of this is just hype. And it's especially clear to me when you consider that the statistics that they use for coronavirus, they're using deaths, which are known, against who they think's been infected by the tests they've done. But there's a large body of people that didn't get sick, got through the disease, and those aren't counted in the statistics. So that high death rate is actually a lot less if they could determine exactly how many people, you know, got infected. So, yeah, I agree with it. This is a whole lot of hype.
Appreciate the call very much. Take care. Texter says, in 2018, Trump fired the entire U.S. pandemic response team. You still think that was a good idea? This is Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer drivel. Ask the folks from NIH, National Institutes of Health. Ask the folks from the CDC. They've been up with the Vice President Pence nearly every day on this information. So I wouldn't play that game. I think what you're doing is just more fuel for the fire. So I agree with Frank. This is something beyond the facts of the case being used. And I don't necessarily think President Trump is wise to tie as much as he does to the stock market. I think it's just a product of being in New York and that being sort of his world, because to him, the economy tracks with that. And the stock market is a predictor of sorts for the economy. It's not everything. I mean, North Dakota was doing very well and the stock market was doing poorly, right? So there's examples of that. But I do think, and the reason I've always cringed a little bit with as much as he leads with that, is that what goes up can come down. And without a pandemic and without Saudi Arabia and Russia fighting on oil prices, we were due for a correction. Little release valve. You know, it happens. President Trump is again speaking from the White House. We don't know when that's going to happen. We've just been told it's going to happen. So we'll watch that closely and bring it to you shortly as well. Texter says, Dustin, come on, people, grow up. The human race survived the Black Plague. That had a lot higher kill rate in a time when medicine was nowhere near advanced as it is today. Nobody knows when they're going to die. But we know we are all going to die
someday. So just keep your eternal life insurance kept up with the Jesus Christ Mutual. Carry on.
There you go.
Oh, I love our listeners. I love our listeners. Jesus Christ Mutual Insurance. I wasn't aware of it.
Well, I did. Wasn't
yeah. I don't think that's kind of the insurance you can buy. That's the insurance you have to get on your knees and ask for.
Everlasting rates.
There you go. You know, earlier I think Governor Burgum suggested saying happy birthday twice. And then you know you've washed your hands enough.
Yep.
Here's another listener who says, Scott, I've been saying the St. Michael's prayer when washing our hands. That works for us.
Oh, very good.
That's a good one, you know, because have you ever done the St. Michael's prayer?
Yeah. Been a while, but yeah.
I've spent 18 years at St. Michael's Church in Grand Forks, and every Mass you said the St. Michael's prayer. Therefore, I have many little yellow prayer cards of that prayer, but it's St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our defense against the wickedness and snares of, who do you think? The devil. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. That's right. So that's a good one to do. Might have to do it a couple times, too, to get to the 22 seconds, but you know what happens. All right, a few more experts here for you. Last night we also spoke on the program to Sanford Health epidemiologist. He's actually an infectious disease physician, Dr. Avish Nagpal. About this as well, and a couple things that we asked him about related to just simple things he's telling his patients. When a patient comes in, somebody's concerned, they're worried. What do you tell them?
The answer is both yes and no. This is a respiratory virus. Each virus has its own specific personality, and each virus needs specific measures to protect and to treat or to vaccinate. But all respiratory viruses have one common thing, or most of the respiratory viruses anyway, they do. They spread from droplets from one person to another. So the common sense measures that work to protect yourself against the flu work equally well against coronavirus as well. So as you already outlined, hand washing, trying not to touch your face or your eyes, covering your cough. So these are measures that will actually protect you from both influenza and coronavirus.
You're going to get healthier with or without this. So why is there a panic?
Anytime something new happens, or with the threat of new epidemic, it's people do react and they show anxiety, and that leads us to do some things that we typically do not recommend to do.
So don't panic. Don't buy toilet paper. Just wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Here's some things we really should do all the time because we have a much greater chance of getting the flu. Right? Common sense, context, facts. So darn important. More coming up.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour, May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th, is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000. Or toll free at 800-343-0093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announcing during an address to the nation last night on the coronavirus that he is suspending all travel from Europe for 30 days beginning tomorrow, with the exception of the United Kingdom. This morning, Vice President Mike Pence says the ban will protect those in the country who are more susceptible to that virus.
It does not, as we look at global data, present as much a threat to younger Americans, but for senior citizens, it represents a threat of very serious consequences.
Last night, the president promised financial relief for those infected or in quarantine, and he's calling on Congress to provide tax relief, defer tax payments, and help fund small business loans for businesses affected. Hours after being sentenced to 23 years in prison on rape and sexual assault charges, Harvey Weinstein is back in a New York hospital complaining of chest pains. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I've seen a lot of places, I've been around the world. I've seen some pretty faces.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson and Sons. Since 1908, think of what this world has seen since 1908. And I'll tell you, the little plumber, the little engine that could, founded by Harry Abbott Thompson, saw a whole lot, did a whole lot, but managed to do it without, you know, 24/7 cable news and World Health Departments and, you know, U.S. Health Departments and CDC and NIH and everything else, and went to build a quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contract service for folks, Bismarck, Mandan, and now all throughout the region. And their linked service contract started in 1991, and now over 1,000 buildings throughout the Northern Plains, 1,000, have a certain bottom line on the cost for all of their HVAC. Because H.A. Thompson & Sons is in charge. They're maintaining it. They replace it if it breaks down. HATMSons.com. 800-228-0550. We're anticipating President Trump from the Oval Office, so we'll go to that as soon as it happens. Governor Burgum and his team have wrapped up the press conference at the state capitol. We will get an update on that from Mylon Tufte from the State Health Department before the end of the hour. And we are postponing our conversation with the North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions today, just because of what's happening in the news. There's just too much going on. I want to keep you updated, and certainly with the president speaking. But, you know, all of this, and the coronavirus, the China virus-related impacts. Hey, I can't go watch a UND hockey game this weekend. Hey, the NDSU basketball team goes to the big dance and can't have a crowd there. Those, in my mind, are part fear and part containment. Let's just be careful. Let's not let this spread. Let's get a handle on it so it isn't anything more than the flu. So that is what it is. The oil-related impacts, and sadly for oil, they came with this perfect storm at the time when everything else was going on to further plummet the price of oil, is more about Saudi Arabia and China. But I guarantee you, Russia and Saudi Arabia will rue the day they played this game, especially in the middle of a crisis about a pandemic, if they don't, in fact, stop this food fight right now. And Donald Trump has a lot of levers that he can use, probably more now because of everything that's happening against them. But they announced some things yesterday as possible mitigation, low-interest loans, and some other things as well. So they're certainly cognizant of it and thinking about it, which I think is more than appropriate. I really do. Look, the oil and gas industry, the jobs that are connected to them, the ripple effect they have on the economy, people should not be hurt because Vladimir Putin wants to stick it to the prince or the king or whatever. No, 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 no. You don't take that out on oil companies. You don't take that out on families. You don't take that out on communities. So I think that's completely appropriate. And, of course, if you're in the coal business, there's things happening outside of all of this that are making things challenging as well. I anticipate a decision very soon by Coal Creek Station that they are not going to operate any longer. Great River Energy will not be operating the Coal Creek Station. It may happen tomorrow. It may happen in a month. It may happen in 6 months, but it's going to happen. Because, they have made the case about their bottom line being where it is. And they've gone to others and said, you want it? And there's no takers, even for a low, low price. So I don't see that changing. That will mean change. I have heard, I must say, and these are rumors, these are things that are rippling around. Everything I've heard about the discussions, what do we do if this happens, what do we do? Everything I've heard puts the employees of Coal Creek Station first and concerns for them. Even heard scenarios where they would retain their employment, just have other duties. So I know there's families out there that, in addition to all this, I'm looking at the 401k, I can't go to the hockey tournament, what the heck's happening here, have the real concern of livelihood. Am I going to have a job? Do I have to switch careers? How do I pay for my house? How do I pay for my kids' college? All of that. Remember, they've got a double whammy going on right now, so we certainly got to think of them. But I am very confident that, again, the unknown's awful. Fear is a contagion. It just, like crazy. It serves no purpose. What is it, 80% of the things you worry about never happen? And the other 20 are not as bad as you thought they were going to be.
Exactly.
That's real math.
Bingo.
That's real math right there. Christian in Fargo wants to stand up for President Donald Trump. Tell us why, Christian.
Pandemic schmandemic. How can you blame a human being on a virus? These things happen on their own accord. I'm dealing with a seizure disorder that had started about 2 years ago. And I'm not trying to blame anybody for it. These things happen.
Well said, Christian. Well said. How do you connect that to the president?
Yeah, you don't. Our president is not to blame. No human being is to blame for these things. I think that the Dems have lost their mind again.
Just don't know why it has to be political. I don't know why it has to be political. I got to believe that. I know the Democrats out there are saying, well, you don't think if Obama was in office, they'd do the same thing. Look, politics is a nasty business. It's not beanball. And Democrats, in my mind, are very good at it. Republicans are less good at it. They're not as good at politics. They want to sort of have everybody get along most times, right? Try and get it done. So is the president speaking now?
So he's getting ready.
Getting ready. All right, so we'll go to that here. By the way, two breaking news notes. NDSU canceling classes into April. That'll be officially announced at 11, so not far from now. Another story saying UND is moving to remote instruction after the spring break. So impacts that have happened at other colleges are now impacting UND. I have a daughter at Yale. She's on spring break right now. They're doing some spring break study in, get a load of this, London. So last night the president speaks. What do you think she's saying? What the? It's just amazing all the things you go through. And again, I got to say, as a dad, calm. Really, you were coming home Tuesday anyway. U.S. citizens aren't affected by the travel ban from Europe. Just breathe, and. And she did. I said, sleep on it. Wake up. If you want to come home, we'll get you home. I mean, just tell me what your gut thinks. But, you just it does no good to run around with your hair on fire. It really doesn't. So we're all waiting for President Trump to speak, so I'm going to go to Sharon and Amanda, and I might have to cut this short, Sharon, if he starts talking, but what's on your mind?
Hi, you know, this corona stuff, you know, I agree. Media has created a hype. My question, my comment is, though, you know, they're talking about all the people that have gotten the virus, but they're not telling you what people have gotten the virus and everything just went on as normal. It was just like getting a flu and they got better. They haven't given you any statistics that way. They've told you supposedly how many people have died. When are they going to present the other side so that people can see that this is just a normal process?
So question is, how many have tested positive? How many of those became ill, had, you know, hospitalized, whatever? And then I guess how many died? That would be able to put it in perspective, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, just like you getting a cold. Okay, if half of your family got the cold and then it went its route and everything went on as normal versus how many of them died that got that cold. We don't have any comparison here. We're just hearing all the bah humbug stuff. And yes, we know that it's catchy, but we need to know more than that because they're not being quite fair. They're not being quite fair.
That's a good point. It is, absolutely.
And then another question I wanted to thought. We are concerned about keeping, watching the kind of negative influences that come into the city of Bismarck. And you know the graffiti that's on the train bridges? Who's in charge of taking that off? If that's gang related, wouldn't we want to take that off as soon as possible?
Sumo Steve Railroad, I don't know, but I'll check that out. You gave me two things to check out, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Sharon. Appreciate it. Sharon Amanda, and here's the president.
Well, we're looking at a lot of things, including paid leave, and we're looking at many things. We're also making sure they're going to get their salaries. We have other workers, too, and those are people that work for tips, and nobody thinks about them, and we're including them in a lot of our schedules. We're also making sure that the companies, which are good companies, stay solvent, have the money necessary to keep functioning. So we have a lot of things that we're working on with the financial markets, and it's going to work out fine. You know,
okay, we can switch to Fox here. That's the questions and the same old stuff. Here's the president with the Irish Prime Minister in the Oval Office.
It has an obvious effect. The only thing worse can be that you lose thousands and thousands of people more than you would have lost if you did it the way we're doing it. So it certainly has an impact. And again, we're very much working with the states because, you know, the states are a smaller form of government. They can control individual arenas and individual things better. And it's different for different areas. Some areas have no problem whatsoever in our country, and others do. So we're working with the governors of the various states, and I think it's working very well. I think the relationship has been very well, good with California and some others that in particular have been hit.
Mr. President, it looks like you'll be facing Joe Biden down in the presidential runoff. Are you happy?
Whoever it is, I hope they make their choice soon. I thought it was going to be, everybody thought it was going to be Bernie. And I've said Elizabeth Warren, if she waited for, you know, she waited that extra 3 days, 4 days, and Super Tuesday was a disaster, he would have won every one of those states, or almost, I think almost every one of those states, Maine, Massachusetts, Texas. You take a look at the states that were very close, and many of her, I would say most of her, I would almost say all of hers, but many of her votes would have gone to him. So had she left prior to Super Tuesday, which is just a few days, he would have right now been declared virtually the winner. It would have been over. But now we have Joe, and I'm very happy to run against Joe.
Hey, let me ask you something. Does it strike you as odd that the second question for the President of the United States in the middle of this is about, something that isn't really newsworthy?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think of Biden? He's known Biden was the, you know, front runner for the... These yahoos just drive me bananas. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups partnerships that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Scott Hennon here with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot. I'm going to take the 2020 Wellness Challenge with Vince. I want you to do the same thing. And what am I doing? Looking at hot tubs and saunas at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. How does that connect to wellness?
Well, you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. Everything in the human body works better in hot water or in the heat of a sauna. You just can't go through life without it. You will be better.
Every day made better from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By Schwann, BuickGMC.com, new 2020 GMC Sierra 1500s. You can save up to $8,200. Save over $5,000 in new 2020 Buick Enclaves, all-wheel drive. Find out about that and much more at Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
There was another question unrelated to the coronavirus crisis that went to President Trump in the Oval Office today. It was asked about his recent conversation with the Saudi Prince, MBS, related to the dust-up with oil prices. Here's what he said.
Well, I asked him what's going on, and they're having a dispute with Russia. This is something that drove oil prices down, and one thing I can tell you is oil prices that are at a point now that I would have dreamed about, because the gasoline prices are going to be coming way down. They'll be coming way down. So with gasoline prices coming down, that's like a tax cut. Frankly, that's like a big tax cut, not a little tax cut for the consumer.
Well, it's also a tax cut for airlines and travels less and all that. But I think the president is saying that for the benefit of you guys can do whatever you want. It's going to help our economy. But he doesn't really believe that, right? Because the prices that they're at now means how many less jobs as a result, and what is the ripple effect of that, and what is the damage it does to the energy industry. So that's why, with the other hand, he's suggesting that there'll be low-interest loans and no-interest loans and some other things to help. But he likes the idea of what that'll do for the economy, and certainly if this is a distant memory 3-4 months from now, he's right about that. He is. Our next guest heads up the State Health Department in North Dakota, Mylon Tufte, who's had a busy few weeks here leading this effort. Mylon, thanks for joining us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me, and thanks for the work that you're doing to make sure that our citizens get the accurate information in a very timely way.
Walk me through how that works. When you're in the middle of that swirl doing everything possible to protect communities and be prudent and look at the worst-case scenarios and containment and everything else, and then there is this effort, aside from that, that is sort of saying, you know, be fearful, be scared, and kind of a pandemonium of sorts of people clearing, you know, the shelves of toilet paper. What is your over-urging, thought you want to tell people?
Sure. I think that North Dakotans do have been prepared. I mean, they prepare all the time for flooding. We prepare for winter storms. So this is not anything that we should feel scared about. We should just have a plan in place. We should be talking to our family, our friends, our loved ones, to make sure our employers, to make sure that we understand if this occurs, what would I do? So for us in North Dakota, I think that we're in a better spot than a lot of people across the country, and to keep a level head about the situation, because it's changing so dramatically and some of the other variables that are at play here, we don't have a vaccine. We don't have antiviral treatment. We don't know all of the ins and outs of how this disease is spread. We know it's respiratory droplets, but all of the amount of the severity. So there are some variables that are constantly changing and evolving, and those are things that we have to be on top of so that we are informed, so that we at the Department of Health can put out information that's timely and relevant.
How would you gauge the preparedness and the deployment of resources as a result of this virus from China? You know, with the folks, your federal partners that you're dealing with, how are we doing?
It's different state to state, given the level of disease and community spread. Here in North Dakota, as I said, I think that we're very much more prepared given our level of response to flooding, our preparedness for winter storms. In 2009, we did exercise our pandemic plans. In the last Ebola outbreak, our healthcare providers and long-term care facilities, we exercised our preparedness plans at that time. So I think we're in better shape. We're definitely in better shape when it comes to our medical cash and supplies for personal protection. So having that background of our state being collaborative, working together, being connected, puts us in so much of a better position.
Last question, and we only have about 45 seconds left, but I'm curious. We have the first case now confirmed in North Dakota. I assume you anticipate others. So what do you want people to know about that?
So this case, we knew it was coming. We're glad to know that we know the source of this case, where it came from. The incidents where we have even greater concern is community spread, where we don't know where the source came from. So this was expected. Take preparations and precautions, but know that we had anticipated this.
You're ready for it. You've anticipated it, and there'll be more, right? I mean, I think that's fair to say. There's going to be likely more of these, and that's why the preparation that's been going on for weeks is so helpful. State Health Officer Mylan Tufte with us today on the program. By the way, their website is really good, health.nd.gov, health.nd.gov. All the information you could possibly need on everything. I'd encourage you to go there. Mylan, thanks to you and your team and all the good work being done on this. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, folks, God bless you. Have a great day. If I can answer any question for you, text me, email me.
Hi, keep listening. I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.